Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with our very good friend, Annie, with the 2 Mile High Club in Cripple Creek. And first of all, Annie, thanks for taking some time out of your busy, busy schedule today to talk about Donkey Derby Days. I know how much you love doing it.
Well, absolutely. It's one of my favorite subjects, so thanks for the opportunity, Dan.
You know, it's unbelievable to me that the beginning of January came around, and I heard about the Donkey Derby Days getting ready to just, you know, not happen this year because of the funding. All of the funding in the past has been because there's been a lot of people up gambling at Cripple Creek, but because of the pandemic and various other reasons, the revenue up there at Cripple Creek was down. So one of the things that all the casinos' revenue did for the city was help pay for Donkey Derby Days. So once I found out about this, I think I scheduled you on this show in January, if you remember.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you've been courting Donkey Derby Days, thankfully, for several months now, and we really appreciate it because that hard work paid off, and we had a lot of generous sponsors and people who donated money from all over the United States, and we rounded up enough, and we're going to have one heck of a good 3-day celebration.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, even if you can't make it for Donkey Derby Days, there's a couple of things that are going on that people can take advantage of, and that is the raffle tickets that you guys are selling. Tell us the process of buying the tickets. Where can they get them? And they're only $10 for a chance at winning $1,200. That's pretty good. 50-50 is what you're calling that.
Right, and actually that pot is just growing and growing. We have the ability to sell 3,000 tickets, which would be up to about $15,000. Not that we'll sell that much, but yes, in order to get those, though, you do have to buy it in person.
Okay.
And this next Saturday, we will be in Green Mountain Falls at their Bronc Day Festival.
Okay.
Selling tickets for 50-50 and for the Donkey Yard Art.
Yes, the 50-50 is the cash and the yard art. Let's talk about this. This is a beautiful donkey that will be, coveted by so many people. Tell me about how this all came about and what it is.
It is a life-size sculpture of a donkey that was created by our friend Eric McHugh in Pueblo at Irony Metal, and then painted by Douglas Rouse, who is a really world-renowned mural artist and other artists. You've seen a lot of his work in Colorado Springs, some of those paintings on the walls where it looks like the horse is jumping out of the wall, that sort of thing, all throughout and at the Garden of the Gods and so on. He painted the donkey, and you would swear it's a donkey standing there. We have it up when we sell the tickets, and we've had dogs come up and bark at it and sniff it. So it's the real deal.
Yeah.
You don't have to feed it or pick up after it.
Exactly. So when people go up to Donkey Derby Days, let's say they go up Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, the drawings for both of these will be held on Sunday, but you don't have to be there to win, but you have to be there to buy the ticket, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yep, that's a state law with the raffle license. You have to buy it from a 2 Mile High Club member who is registered to sell them.
So, right, which you are. And so when you actually do the drawing, those tickets will have whoever bought those tickets' name and address and phone number, right?
That is right.
Okay. Now let's get into the good stuff, which is actually the Donkey Derbies, that's going to be taking place. Everything that will... So the street dance is going to be there on Friday. I'll be broadcasting live my show from 4 to 7 that night. And then the next day on Saturday, that should be a lot of fun because it all starts bright and early with the pancake supper, a pancake breakfast, and all kinds of great stuff. So tell me the things that will be happening on Saturday.
Okay. 7 to 10 is the pancake breakfast, and the vendors open at 10. And the vendors, food trucks, attractions like gold panning, and there's a chainsaw carver, axe throwing, things that are interactive as well. And tons of great vendors, just really fun, interesting, diverse vendors. The first concert of the day will start at, 12:30. And along with the Donkey Derby races that you were just talking about. And the races go from 12:30 to 3:45. There's different ones. And Hopefully, Mr. Dan Koschel, you will be in the media race at 2:45. So you need to, you know, confirm that with me, because there's going to be a little argy-bargy going on between the television media and radio station.
Right. So how many members are on the team, and what is expected of each member?
There are two members per team and a donkey. So one member will lead the donkey. The other one will run alongside and have to pick up a carrot prop, make it all the way around the block, back up Bennett Avenue to the cheering crowds, and cross the finish line. And you may think you're in first place, and you may be, but that donkey may just stop, and you are stuck in dead ass left.
So in training for this, how do you know that the donkey is kind of doing its own thing? It's going to stop. Is there any, like, do the ears flatten, or does is there any sign from the actual donkey about what happens right before he actually stops galloping?
Well, I'm not the donkey race expert, but I would say that even if we had that information, we probably wouldn't share it with you.
Well, you know, you always have to try to get some insider information. So, you know, I try to be prepared as much as possible. But I will let you know on the other two team members if they can make it up to Cripple Creek coming up on Saturday. Those races start at 1. What time did they start again? 1:30?
The races start at 12:30 on 12:30. Saturday. That's the first heat, and we have four heats, I believe.
Okay.
And then the final.
And then the winner of the...
And we also have two beer gardens, too, Dan. I should probably say that.
Yeah.
I didn't get that in.
That's important.
And a kid's zone, oh, by the way. You know, right in with the beer gardens, the kid's zone, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Needless to say, Donkey Derby Days, it's definitely worth getting on the calendar and getting up there to Cripple Creek. Annie, always great to talk to you. Thank you so much. We're going to look forward to talking to you about some of the other things that are happening later on tonight at 5:30.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you, Dan. Have a good afternoon.
You do the same. Thank you so much, Annie. We appreciate it so much.